I can never get away from Pastor Delina without singing this song. It was a song that I wrote, probably over 40 years ago, I guess. I was leaving out of a church service in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and we were in the church, and it was just a wonderful time, and I was riding with the campus pastor at that time and his wife, and I was sitting in the back seat, and as we were going through the city, we passed a bar, and all of a sudden a fight broke out, and we kept riding, and one of the persons in the car remarks, "Well, that's a shame, they in there fighting, they ought to be in church." And I thought that, and I said, "But who's gonna tell them Jesus loves them? Who's gonna tell them there's a better way? And who's gonna warn them of the things coming on them so God can turn their nights to day?" I'm gonna say it again. I'm gonna say, "Who's gonna tell him Jesus loves him? Who's gonna tell him there's a better way? Who's gonna warn them of the things coming on them so God can turn their night to day? Somebody's gotta warn them. Somebody's gotta tell them. Would you help me say somebody?
Somebody's gotta warn them.
Oh, yeah, somebody gotta tell them.
Somebody's gotta tell them."
So I wanna ask you, wherever you are, who's gonna tell them?
Who's gonna tell them?
Say with me, somebody gotta warn them.
Somebody gotta tell them.
So I need some volunteers to raise your hand, raise your heart and say, "I'm gonna tell them.
I'm gonna tell them.
Jesus loves
them.
I'm gonna tell them.
There's a better way.
Jesus.
Somebody needs the love of Jesus right now. Somebody needs encouragement. Somebody needs encouragement right now.
For today, for this gift of breath and life, we give you thanks. For this church, this community gathered here to worship, give you thanks. For your creation, the changing seasons, falling leaves, we give you thanks. For your mercy, for your forgiveness, for your love, we give you thanks. In our weakness, we thank you, for your power is made evident. In our failures, we thank you, for your grace is sufficient. Even in the trials, through the struggles and pain, as you form us into who you want us to be, turning our mess into your message. Today and every day, we give you thanks.
You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in Quartet Music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Dear Father, yeah, I know you see me.
I cannot hide. You know what I have done. Yet you decided to love me anyway. No, I cannot lie. How do you see beyond my flaws? No, I don't know why you would save somebody like me.
What kind of love is this
that would claim a filthy rag?
What kind of love is this?
Yeah. That can still see the good when it's all bad.
What kind of love is this?
That would lay down his life just for me. None greater, none greater, none greater. No, there is no greater love.
Lay
down his life just for me. None
praises right where you are to clap your hands and give him a loud praise and let's give the glory. God, we bless your name because you are awesome. There is nobody like you. You get this praise. We give it to you, Lord. Talk this.
I will lift my hands in victory.
High God, we praise your name.
am Anthony Blue, your radio host. Good morning. It's 15 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. We got more gospel music coming your way. For the Word of God, an old and new quartet and contemporary gospel music. Join us Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Now let's get back to more gospel music.
Now y'all know the devil be tripping, right? So I had to write a song to put it back in its place. Check it out. Anybody feel like me out there? Listen. Sometimes you gotta tell them just like that. Check it out.
You tried to steal my joy. You tried to steal my peace. I'm tired of crying. Always feeling weak. I take two steps forward. You push me four steps back. I'm so sick of you lying about this and that. From this day forward, some things are gonna change. My body causing so much pain. Almost lost my mind playing all these games. Everything you stole from me, I'm taking it back in Jesus' name.
Everything that you stole from me, I'm taking it back.
That means everything. I mean everything you stole from me, I'm taking it back. Let me tell you why you can't have it. It's mine.
It's mine.
It's all mine.
It's mine.
And you can't have it.
And I'm taking it back.
And I'm taking it back.
That number. hold on number that no man could number. Well, well, my mother was in that number, number that no man could number. Come on, John, that number with
your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. In a refreshing love, purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this.
Let your all-consuming fire, yeah,
fill the tabernacle.
Yeah.
Purify our hearts.
Surround us. Let's ask for the rain tonight. Let's ask for the rain. Say rain on us.
Rain on us.
Somebody needs to breathe.
Breathe on
us. Oh, shower down.
We see your glory. We see your glory, Lord. You're high and you're lifted up. And your train fills the temple. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we bow down in your presence as the angels do, and we cry, holy, 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 show yourself. We want to really, really, really know you, Lord. So we worship you. How we worship your majesty, dominion, power. It belongs to you, Jesus.
I'm Anthony Blue, your radio host. Good morning. It's 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be back right after this important message with more gospel music.
You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Come on, let's have a little church in it.
Yeah. Power.
He's giving us power.
Oh. nobody can turn me away, turn me away.
Right at 5 minutes before the hour of 9 a.m., I want to remind you to tune into our television gospel broadcast every Saturday at 4 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on Channel 25. Or live stream us at DeKalb25.com for the top gospel videos. Now here is the sounds of the late, great Tina Turner and Anthony Blue, your radio host. Good morning.
Been along long time coming, but I know the change gonna come. Oh yes it is. It's been too been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it is.
Show can make it. cry. Split it every song. Somebody don't even know the man. But my testimony is oh Lord.
The NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, revealing the truth of the Word of God and bringing forth the Word of God with power.
My husband and I have been watching your broadcast faithfully for a couple of months now, and really have been blessed. We appreciate your preaching the Word of God without compromising. We have a concern about an issue that has arisen close to us.
All right.
We have just discovered that our pastor is a Mason. We are disturbed by this and would like your opinion about people who are supposedly serving and preaching the true and living Word of God being in the Mason organization. So far in your broadcast, we have not heard Masons discussed.
Being a Mason is of the devil.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
Jesus said, in secret have I said nothing.
Amen.
That's right. In secret.
The Masonic order claimed that being a Mason is delight. What is masonry? I'm not talking about the organization or the secret sorority, but naturally, what is masonry? Masonry, naturally, is him or her who mastered the craft in cutting stone.
That's right.
To make a stone fit in the process of building a building. Are you listening? Jesus called himself the stone.
That's right.
The chief cornerstone.
Yes, sir.
Not a mason.
No.
But he is the chief cornerstone, meaning the main stone that everything supposed to be built around.
Jesus said unto them,
listen,
in Matthew chapter 21 and at verse 42,
follow me, you that's in the Prince Lodge and Scottish Rites,
amen,
the Freemasons and the non-Freemasons.
That's right.
Listen.
Matthew 21 and verse 42.
Follow me.
Jesus said unto them, did you never read in the scriptures?
Did you read in the scriptures?
The stone.
The stone.
Which the builders rejected.
Which the builders rejected.
The same
the
is
same
become.
The same is become.
The head of the corner.
Now, the reason why I say the Masonic order is of the devil, you may build hospitals and give scholarships to colleges. That's all well and good, but it ain't good enough.
That's right.
A scholarship don't give you eternal life.
That's amen.
A hospital don't give you eternal life.
That's right.
We talking about having a belief that will connect you to God.
That's it.
This is what we're talking about.
That's right.
Now, Masonic order, you say that you have the light. Well, if I'm in the light and I got a brother in the dark,
amen.
According to the belief of the Masonic order, I can't share the light with my brother.
That's right.
Because I take a vow of secrecy.
That's right.
Amen.
And I'm not allowed to reveal the crafts and the arts I'm even initiated.
Right.
If I reveal those secrets, then I have broken the vow. I agreed to have, I believe, my tongue snatched out and my heart cut out.
Amen.
If I tell people how to become a Mason.
Right.
Well, if you are the light, then you should be telling everybody.
That's right.
How to become a Mason.
That's right.
Because if you walk in the light, you know, the scripture says as he is in the light, we have fellowship.
That's right.
That's right.
So being that you took an oath of secrecy and won't tell, I didn't take no oath.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
So if you got a preacher,
amen,
who's a Mason,
that's right,
you got a false prophet.
Hear the truth and be not deceived. Tune us Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. with the Word of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. Join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problem, but it was already done. He cares.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church, NSI, radio broadcast. We believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Ratcliffe.
Wallet Terrison found himself at Gifford College, where he played football as a tight end. He left Gifford College, came back home, and served with the Wake County Sheriff's Department for a number of years. And after that assignment was over, he went back to Greensboro to become a city police officer, where he retired after winning such prestigious awards as Policeman of the Year and becoming a sergeant of the downtown patrol. He sojourned all the way to Kentucky, Louisville, to get his master's in criminal justice. After retiring from the Greensboro Police Department, God saw fit to put him in probation and parole, where he was awarded a governor's award for service for the rescuing of an elderly woman in his service as a probation parole officer. So he got tired of working every day, and he retired, and now he works part-time. One thing he is he's a man after God's own heart. He loves to serve. His famous saying, that I can serve God anywhere. And I'm blessed to call him my uncle. I know some of y'all ain't related. Y'all call him uncle too, and I'm not jealous. Just know y'all can't replace me. But he is a wonderful son of the late, great Floyd Naomi Hunter, which that other national holiday is coming up in a couple of days. I don't think I'm going to work that day either. He is the brother of three other siblings. He is the father of two great cousins of mine, the husband of my great aunt Teresa, and he is our friend, and he is everybody's uncle. I present to you our very own Deacon Stephen L. Hunter. Hear him for his grace and his ability. Amen.
When Mother McCoy mentioned business meeting back years ago, I come from breaking work here for business. When the business meeting was over, Mother Burrell told me to stop. He said, Deacon Hunter, coming to church, I want you to have on a tie. And I came straight from work here and I didn't have time. So the next time I came to a business meeting, I was in the back in the bathroom changing shirt and putting on a tie. I think Deacon Hodge came back there. I said, Deacon Hodge, tell Bishop that I'll be out there as soon as I get this tie on. So after that meeting, Bishop comes. He said, Deacon Hunter, I know you come from a long way. You don't have to wear it. Mother Burrell told me she wanted me to wear a tie anytime I came into the church. And of course, his response, I didn't expect it was, I'm the pastor. Mother Burrell ain't the pastor.
I said, but Bishop, she didn't tell you. She told me. I said, and rather than have Miss Mother Burrell think I was disobedient or I ran and told you something, I'm just going to wear a tie when I come to Lake Park. He looked at me, he said, and that came back to my memory because I got the mass telephone thing that you do from Demetrius last night, and it said it was casual. I thought, did I wear jeans? No, nah, Mother Burrell told me to wear a tie. That's where I am right now. Now, I don't want to try your patience too long. I hope I'm brief enough. Elder Hunter said that he wanted me to speak on the topic of achieving goals through a Christian perspective. And I had eye surgery. I need these to read. When I look out here through these, everybody's blurry, so I may be taking them. But I want to live for your hearing two passages of Scripture. The first coming from Matthew 28. Beginning at verse 19. And Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he said, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end. A goal, an assignment. The second scripture also comes from Matthew, chapter 10, beginning at verse 16. It says, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, harmless as doves. If I had to choose a subject to speak on today, that subject would be, you have entered wolf country. I think it's important to note that in all your endeavors, you should include God. Be determined to take God with you wherever you go. But in saying that, it's important to know also that if your wants and your desires align with God's purpose, you're going to have naysayers. You're going to have doubters. You're going to have people that's trying to slow you down. Those are the wolves in your life. I'm reminded of a TV. Not a lot, but some of you out here too young to remember. Some of us in here are old enough to remember. There was a TV show that came on back in the 80s, I believe, called Grizzly Adams. And Grizzly Adams was a mountain man. He was known for his ability to survive in the harshest conditions. He was known for his ability to track both animals and humans. Good at what he did. In this particular episode, there was a young girl who was seeking to find her father. Her father had gone to a faraway place to take care of some business. Family needed him back home. And in her effort to find him, she knew she had to take a shortcut. So she was asking everybody around town to help take this shortcut so she could get her father back home. And everybody she asked told her, you can't go. That's a wolf country. You go to another place. You can't go through. That's Wolfton. We as Christians don't have that option. You're going to do the will of God, you can expect to go through some. But one thing they also told her was, you need to talk to Grizzly Adams, because they knew he was good at what he did. If anybody could get her through Wolf Country, it would be him. So she finally got up with Grizzly Adams, and he told her too. That's Wolf Country. But he knew he couldn't get let her go alone. And they made the trek. And there's one thing, well, from that, the first lesson I like to bring you to is when you're traveling through wolf country, you need to seek wise counsel. Proverbs 15 and 22 tells us, without wise counsel, plain and safe. Proverbs 19 and 20 instructs to hear wise counsel and receive instruction. Now, I want to make a distinction for you, right? Everybody hears. But when you receive instruction, I mean you have listened. There is a difference. People hear to respond. People listen to learn. The Bible says that when you receive wise counsel, receive wise counsel that thou mayest be wise in the end. You see, there's not a person in this sanctuary, not one, whose life couldn't have been made somewhat easier at some point, who went through some things they didn't have to go through on because they just wouldn't take wise counsel. That's all of us in here. We should have listened more to our parents, our grandparents, our aunts, our uncles, and even some of our friends. But that's the thing that we were born with, that ego gets in the way a bunch of times. We hear, but we don't listen. And you have to listen. Now, some of us have reached the station in life where we don't have to listen. We think we don't have to listen. But I want to tell you that you need to listen, even to the dull and the ignorant. So even if you don't listen to what they say to do, you know not to do it after listening to them. And you reach a station in life that you're in charge. I've been there myself. But still, I had to listen. Demetrius mentioned that my last assignment with the Greensboro Police Department, had a squad downtown. That's an assignment nobody else wanted. But they let me pick the people I wanted to work with. And the one thing I did, I think that made the difference, I listened to them. At no point did I let them think that their ideas didn't matter and that their opinions were not valid. You have to listen to everybody. You don't have to do it, but you need to listen because there's a learning situation in every conversation, especially if you got God involved. Especially if you got God involved. Now, the young lady knew she couldn't do it alone, so she got help. And in reality, none of us going to go to heaven. God instructed us what to do. Jesus told them what to do because he wants us to bring people with us. But you need to listen to God. My next subject I'd like to point out to you is don't be in a hurry Think long and hard about what you're about to do. When your wants and your desires line up with God. Philippians 4 and 6 says in part, be anxious about nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. Some of that was taught this morning in Sunday. And the reason I say this is you can make a million and one good decisions, but if you make one bad one, it can ruin your life. And the funny thing about it is people won't remember the million decisions you made that were good. They're going to remember the decisions you made that was bad. I was watching TV the other day on a podcast called Pivot. And on that podcast, they were interviewing Michael Pitt. Most of us know who Michael Pitt is. He was the $100 million contract he signed with Atlanta Falcons. And he ended up going to prison. Dumb. The highest paid quarterback in the NFL. One of the most popular players in it. You know, the world was his oyster. He had everything. One bad decision ruined it all. One bad decision. And you have to remember, this is what I remember what Michael Vick said. He told the guys that were interviewing him, he said, I didn't learn about good decision making or setting goals till I went to prison. One of my favorite sayings is you have to learn from other people's mistakes or you'll never live long enough to learn from all of yours. And that's what Michael Vick told them, and it was profound when he said it. Here was a man who was all American and everything, a millionaire many times over, but he did not learn how to make decisions or set goals until after he went to prison. So you got to know that some of the things you think are goals don't align with what God got planned. So you have to reevaluate. Does my goals in life align with what God wants me to do? He said that was the biggest thing he learned in prison. He had to align himself with God. And he was given like a 4-year sentence and he only spent 2. But we shouldn't get to the point where we have to go to prison for 2 years before we learn that God has other plans. Like I said, I don't plan to be on very long for you. But March Madness has just passed. And March Madness, as most of us know, is NCAA basketball. It is probably the most popular sport. Everybody, if they can't be there, everybody has a favorite. Everybody has predictions about who's going to win and who's going to lose. People are sitting on the edge of their seat like their life depends. I didn't watch it. My wife would sit down on the couch in the living room and say, you going to watch it with me? I said, no, I'm going to play. I didn't watch. Now, I watched the highlights later on, but I didn't watch a single game. And not that I had any special purpose in mind for not watching it. But for some reason this year, I just put an interest. But while she was watching the basketball game, I was upstairs watching nature cooking show. She come up there doing a timeout or halftime, and she said, what you watching today, wolves or hyenas? What you watching, bears or tigers? I tell her what I was watching. She's going back downstairs to watch the game, and I watch the tapes. But I learned something about the behavior of animals. I learned something about behavior. Which brings me to my third and final point. Is when you're in wolf country, and believe me, you're in wolf country, you're doing what God asked you. When you're in wolf country, you have to look ahead. Philippians 3 and 13 says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching to those things which are ahead. And the reason I say you have to look ahead is we all make mistakes. And if you dwell on those mistakes, you can never move. You can never move. You have to look ahead. You cannot obsess about the past because there's nothing you can do about the past. It's gone. If it's something you did that was wrong, you ask God to forgive you. If somebody did something wrong to you, you ask God to forgive them. You have to look ahead when you're in wolf. And then watching those shows, I realized one of my favorite techniques is for one wolf to get behind you to draw your attention. And while that wolf is behind you, the others are going around the side trying to get in front of you. So when the time is right, they can encircle you, and you're trapped and you can't go nowhere. That's why you have to keep moving forward. As long as you're looking back at that lone wolf, you're giving everybody else a chance to come around. Look ahead. Don't dwell in the past. You know, you got to believe that God can heal all wounds. God can heal all hurt. Let that hurt in the past be in the past. Keep moving forward. Your journey forward should not be influenced by what you already left behind or you left it behind. And in closing, I'm going to tell you, biggest mistake we make as Christians, not realize the wolves rarely travel alone. They rarely travel alone. See, there's a jealous wolf out there. And there's an envious wolf out there. And they usually hang together. And some people say, what's the difference? You see, the jealous wolf, well, let me start, the envious wolf wants what you got. The jealous wolf don't care what you got. He just don't want you to have it. That's right. Then there's a lion wolf. We recognize them, but you have to recognize them for what they are, a lion wolf. A lion wolf usually has a partner, too. They have a gossiper. Somebody that always want to sow discord among the brethren. Somebody that always want to keep something going. You have to recognize these wolves if you're going to be in line with what God wants you to do. There's a dissenting. You ever ran into the person, no matter what you had to say, they never were going to agree with it? You can go outside on a day like today and say, it's a beautiful day today. It's going to rain in a few minutes. So no matter what you do, no matter what you say, there's no pleasing this. There's no pleasing this. But that dissenting wolf walks hand in hand with that cheating wolf. The
the one that I always want to take short. Some things you can't abbreviate. Some things you can't abbreviate because you got to know that, well, I guess the songwriter said it best. Your blessing sometimes is on the other way, is on the other side of through. Sometimes to reach your goals, to reach your blessings, you're going to have to go through some things. There are no shortcuts. You can't let anybody tell you that there is a shortcut. You have to be diligent. That cheating will. They'll take you off the path that God has, trying to show you there's a better way somewhere. There's only one way, and it's Christ Jesus. And in closing, I'm going to tell you about this last. This last war, war that have any other stuff I've already mentioned. Last war, dressed in sheep clothes. We have them. You need to recognize them. All skin folk ain't kin folk. We got some rules in our family, and we know it. We might not want to admit it, but we do. You got some people here today that will tell you they're your friends. They're not. They're not. They're not. But you need to recognize them for what they are. And I'm not telling you that you should beat them up or fuss them out of them. Bring them to God. Bring them to God. Let them see the true and living God. They're wolves and they dress in sheep clothing so they can be around you. But their purpose of being around you is not to help you, not even to celebrate with you. It's to see what you know so they can destroy you. And they're everywhere. They're everywhere. I think Jesus, when he was talking to the disciples, he said, they will scourge you in their synagogue for his name's sake. So they're here. Recognize them. So in closing, I tell you, stay with God. He will lead you through wolf country. And don't worry about it. Seek wise counsel. You know, and seeking wise counsel, I repeat, the person doesn't have to be older than you. They don't have to be in a position above you. But everybody has something to say. And you shouldn't dismiss it. Because instead of hearing to respond, listen to learn. Because God has given all of us a measure of discernment. We should know when we're listening to false doctrine. We should know when somebody is telling you something that is against the will of God. Wolf country is still God's country because he owns it all and you can make it through it. Thank you.
I always say first, let's give God a hand. If it were not for him waking us up this morning, if it were not for him, not any of us would be here today, as well as our speaker. So now let's give the speaker a hand for bringing us into what God gave him today about you entering into wolf country. And one thing that I can say, I can't say for you, but I've been one that learned to be in wolf country since I was a little boy. Why? Because I had a daddy that was in wolf country. And because I was with him all of those years at home, in the church, outside of the church, any and wherever you go, even on the job, you watch, you observe, and you learn. And we heard something today that can help all of us in this walk of life. We're not perfect. We all make mistakes here or there, but I always say we are imperfect people that have a perfect Savior. And thanks be to God for His grace and mercy.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, #, Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
I was lost in my own world.
Until the end.
Only on Him.
catch the wave on the internet. Gospel Radio Network.
Come on, Chicago, give it up. Come on.
Forgive me, Lord. Try me one more time.
Another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI.
warfare time. turn around and look at your neighbor in the face and say, neighbor, I don't know what all you've been through, but all I know that it was because of the blood that I made it out of it. Oh. Now look at him again and say, neighbor, all that stuff I've been through, I wanted you to see what it feels like to hold the hand.
tonight, you can't pick up your Bible and read it tonight. You can't read in Genesis, but we'll understand that my Deuteronomy, he was the oldest man that he lived 969 and then died and went to heaven and could do time, but he had run. Well, he had run. Well, God buried Moses in an unknown place, and just a way that he taken this place, and just a way was at the foot of the hill and prayed unto the Lord to stop the sun, and God stopped the sun in yonder hill, and just a way was at the foot of the hill. So God will fight your battle if you just stand still, but he had to run. Well, he had to run.
If you're living in sin, he set you free. Son of David, see of Abraham, stone out the mountain, meek and humble lamb. Let me say, y'all. Jesus, somebody help me call Jesus. Come on, help me call Jesus.
Won't it be good when we get there? What I like about it, there'll be no more senior choir, no more young adult choir, no more inspiration to choir. But I'm talking about when we get there, everybody's gonna get together. No more jealousy, no more hatred, no more envy. You know how sometimes your body gets tired? You see, there'll be no more Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. But yeah, yeah, every day is gonna be something, y'all. I better let this alone. This thing get good to me. Let me ask you something. Can I let daddy sing? Can I let daddy sing? If it's alright, I let him sing. Let me hear you say yeah. The heavenly choir. Yeah. You know, I've been waiting a long time for this. You know, I tell you, I've been waiting a long time. I've been singing with daddy 17 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs, but I want y'all to know it makes me feel good to be able to stand here tonight. Y'all excuse me for a minute. It makes me feel good tonight to be able to stand here and put my arms around my daddy. I love my daddy, y'all. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody got a good daddy like me. But somebody here ain't got no daddy. Those of you that don't have a daddy, let me ask you something. I don't want you to say it because I'm asking you, but if this isn't the way you feel, let me ask you something. Won't God be a father for you? Won't God be a father for you? One of these days, when this old war is over, we're gonna take off these old shoes and get on. Put on a pair of old slippers. Take off these old suits we got on. Put on a long white. I'm gonna let my daddy tell you what we're gonna do when we get there.
Thank you. You said I can have what I said. Right now, I want just like you said you would. I know you have all power in your hand. I know there are more medicine in the hem of your garment than they have in all of the drugstores all over the world. And I know you're able, Lord, to heal right now. You don't have to come in person. All you got to do, Jesus, is say the word, and it'll be done.
Sins. That's what makes you so mighty. And Lord, in considering this, I would like to say I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget how you said, set me free. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget. Oh, how you brought me out. Lord, I can't forget. Not it. I can't forget it. I can't forget it. And knowing I can't forget it, I know I didn't bring myself this far. There was no way I could bring my own self this far. But the Bible says faith is the substance of faith.